This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Political experts say President Trump is likely to keep up the attacks on four young House Democrats, all women of color, and his campaign for re-election. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Tufts University political analyst Jeffrey Berry says President Trump has calculated his re-election relies on his most ardent supporters.
His chance of being re-elected is to get a super turnout from his base.
Berry fully expects Trump to expand his use of divisive rhetoric during the campaign. Northwestern University political science professor Alvin Tillery says if Trump wins, the GOP could have serious problems in future elections.
How long will that playbook work as millennials and Gen Z voters enter their political maturity and begin to vote against Republicans? Because those segments have deep dislike for the Republican Party.
I'm Tim McGuire.
U.S. defense officials confirmed the transfer back to the United States an American suspected of fighting with the Islamic State terror group in Syria. He's expected to be charged and tried for terrorism-related charges and crimes. According to a Pentagon statement, the suspect was previously held by Syrian Democratic Forces as a suspected member of ISIS, but referred other questions to the Justice Department. Justice Department officials said they were aware of the transfer first reported by CNN. The top U.S. Homeland Security official defended his agency's treatment of detained migrants and unaccompanied children on the U.S.-Mexico border during a hearing Thursday on Capitol Hill. Acting Secretary Kevin McClellan fielded questions from members of the House Oversight and Reform Committee about unhygienic conditions, prolonged detentions, agents' impropriety, and how DHS handled an increase in people, largely families and children, crossing into the U.S. without authorization. This is VOA News.